The Lodge System of Masonic Education. Introductory Lecture. Subject 1. Meeting 1. My friend, as you are a candidate for membership in the Masonic fraternity, having been unanimously elected to receive the degrees, you will be given certain instruction before receiving each degree. This instruction, which begins prior to your initiation, will continue throughout the course of the 3 degrees. It will clarify some things which may be obscure, emphasize the significance of much of what you will see and hear, and give you a sort of mental picture of the structure and purpose of Masonry. You and Freemasonry are strangers to each other, never having been introduced before. As you are a stranger, and since you are going on a strange journey, it is the definite responsibility of the members of the fraternity, who are your friends and who will later on be your brothers, to point out the signposts and landmarks which will guide you in your journey. You should approach Masonry with a receptive mind, and as you progress through the degrees, interpret for yourself, as far as possible, all that you hear and see. The desire to become a Freemason should be very seriously considered and carefully analyzed. No one should enter upon that undertaking hastily, unadvisedly, or because of persuasion by another person. If you are genuinely serious and your purpose when you cross the threshold of the Masonic Lodge, then it should become a sacred place for you. In a very vital sense, the Lodge can become a home wherein you should be content to honor your God, to love and serve your brethren, and to learn the many valuable lessons which Masonry will teach you. Before you enter the Lodge, you should be careful to attend to these duties. First, you should be clear in mind. Your mental faculties should be free of distracting thoughts that would tend to divert you from the instruction you will receive. You should set aside all prejudgment and be free to accept and use the lessons of the degrees. Second, you should be pure in heart. Put away evil thoughts. If you have done wrong to anyone, seek honestly to make amends. Third, you should be clean in body. Let this be symbolic of the genuine purification of your heart and mind and of the integrity of your intentions. Fourth, you should be prayerful in spirit. Whether or not it is your daily habit to pray to your God, pray on the eve of your initiation for His blessing upon what you are about to do, for wisdom that will help you to understand, and for strength that will make you steadfast. Fifth, you should be confident of your good intentions. Be certain that you still sincerely desire to proceed in Masonry, because there is no rightful place in the fraternity for those who are half-hearted, undecided, indifferent, or unstable. The symbolism of Freemasonry deals with the intellectual, moral, and spiritual values of life. I assure you, there is nothing of a light or trifling character in the degrees of Masonry. Any intimation or suggestion you may have had to the contrary is entirely false. There is a profound significance in every step you will be caused to take. You will be amply rewarded for your earnest study of these principles and for your faithful application of them in your everyday life, as thousands of other men have been rewarded in the past. These rights and privileges of Freemasonry impose corresponding duties and responsibilities. Your duties and obligations as a member of the fraternity will in no manner conflict with those duties and obligations you have already assumed by virtue of your being a part of modern society. On the contrary, the Masonic fraternity reiterates, reinforces, and reemphasizes those duties and obligations. Thus, when you ask Masonry to share with you its past, present, and future, and the privileges of its brotherhood, you must clearly bear in mind the fact that Masonry will require you to share a part of your time, your talent, your means, and yourself with it. You must understand that our obligations are mutual and reciprocal. When you expect your brethren to fulfill their duties, they also expect you to fulfill your duties.